Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming increasingly obvious to anyone with connected brain cells that the Uniparty that exists in Washington, D.C. has got to be destroyed. It's got to be totally torn apart. We have to stop voting for these rhinos. We have to stop voting for the so-called Republicans who lean so far left. I'm surprised they can stand up. And we have to realize that the vast majority of this good old boy party was bluffing us all along. They were all saying, oh, well, we're the ones who are stopping the Democrats from doing X, Y, and Z, when in reality, they're doing nothing of the kind. Now, we have some very good Republican representatives, but there's not enough of them that can overcome this ridiculous rhino party that is basically a uniparty with the Democrats. Now, you may be a little bit confused at what I'm talking about, so let me explain. They've reared their ugly heads again. We had recently Adam Schiff, probably the most corrupt, egregious, lying, sniveling, cowardly weasel ever elected. There was a motion put forward, spearheaded by Anna Paulina Luna, who's a Republican from Florida. And it called for censuring and condemning Adam Schiff for conduct that misleads the American people in a way that is not befitting an elected member of the House of Representatives. So what did he do, you ask? This is the man, Adam Schiff, who claimed over and over again to every single media outlet that would show his face that he saw proof, positive evidence that he could not divulge, that Donald Trump was indeed a Russian asset, that Donald Trump was indeed corrupted and owned by Russia. He went on every news network in the country and told everyone that, and then conducted hearings based upon what he knew was completely false and helped to concoct. That's what he did. So let's read this measure again. It called for censoring and condemning Adam Schiff for conduct that misleads the American people in a way that's not befitting an elected member of the House of Representatives. I would say that's spot on. When you decide I'm going to lie in order to attempt to take out a president of the United States that was duly elected by the American people, I am going to do so with the full knowledge that every single thing I'm saying is a complete fabrication, and I'm going to spend endless hours of time and money, your money, taxpayer money, investigating something I know to be 100% false. I'm also going to go on every single news outlet and say that I've actually seen evidence and it's damning beyond anything, that I can't reveal it, but if I were to reveal it, you would be shocked. There is no doubt that the president currently running the White House is owned by Russia. We're all in grave peril. This is what this man said. It's what he said. It also would have directed the Ethics Committee to conduct an investigation into Schiff's lies misrepresentations and abuses of sensitive information. That's right. He abused sensitive information. So this sounds very reasonable. This measure sounds very reasonable that Anna Paulina Luna from Florida drew up, right? And you would think that every Republican would say, yeah, that's right. It's about time. Every dog has his day, right? Well, guess what, Adam Schiff? You lied. You tried to unseat a duly elected president. You wasted $30 million in taxpayer money investigating something you knew to be fraudulent. You lied under oath. You would think that that would be a no-brainer, correct, folks? Well, guess what? This measure failed because 20 Republicans voted with the Democrats in favor to table that motion, which means it is dead in the water. And I'm going to read you the names of all 20 people who voted along with the Democrats to not censure Adam Schiff in any way, shape, or form. Here we go. Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota. Lori Chavez DeRamer from Oregon. Juan Siskamani from Arizona. Tom Cole from Oklahoma. Warren Davidson from Ohio. Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. Kay Granger from Texas. Garrett Graves from Louisiana. Thomas Keene Jr. from New Jersey. Kevin Kiley from California. Young Kim from California. Mike Lawler from New York. Thomas Massey from Kentucky. Tom McClintock from California. Mark Molinaro from New York. Jay Obernolte from California. Mike Simpson from Idaho. Mike Turner from Ohio. David Valdeo from California. And Steve Womack from Arizona. Every single one of those people said, oh no, Adam Schiff didn't do anything. He only wasted $30 million of taxpayer money. He only attempted to unseat a duly elected president of the United States. Nothing wrong. We're siding with the Democrats. These people have to go. Nothing is going to change in this country until you get rid of these people. Get rid of these people. Because if you do not get rid of these people, and you just think, I'm going to vote R down the line, and that's going to save you, you're very wrong. You're very wrong. Now, why, you might ask, why did they vote against this? Well, they're using two different excuses. One is a ridiculous excuse that has to do with the salaries or something of elected officials. I mean, it makes no sense. And the second one is cruel or unusual punishment. What's cruel and unusual punishment? You know what was cruel and unusual punishment? To have to sit through Adam Schiff every single night, lying through his teeth in order to attempt to unseat a president. That's what was cruel and unusual punishment. He wasted $30 million of taxpayer money. That's your money. This censure would have made him give back $16 million of it. That's what they wanted to fine him, $16 million. Oh, but no, no, no. We can't have that. Whatever did he do to deserve such a terrible fate as having to pay $16 million? Well, he mishandled sensitive documents. He lied to the American people. He lied under oath. He attempted a inside insurrection, didn't he? Now let's compare that to what Donald Trump did. A president of the United States who decided, I'm taking documents with me that I can declassify at a snap of my fingers. There is no protocol. There is no, I have to clear it with this person or I have to clear it with that person. Let me make this perfectly clear. Donald Trump can simply say, it's declassified, and it is. There's no objections. There's no, oh, wait a minute, sir, you can't do that. No, no, no. He and only him can declassify a document. Now, that's why they're not going after him for this declassified stuff. They're not saying, oh, well, he has classified documents he shouldn't have. That's not what they're saying. They're saying he obstructed justice. And they're trying to get him on one little status in the Espionage Act. Well, how did you obstruct justice? By saying, I don't have to give them back? He doesn't have to give them back. If there's an argument over whether they belong in the archives, okay. Well, then that's a process crime. At worst, it's a process crime and you pay a fine. Adam Schiff doesn't even have to pay a fine. Doesn't even have to pay a fine. Nothing's going to happen to Adam Schiff. He's going to walk around bold-faced like he told the truth when he lied through his teeth, just like James Comey lied through his teeth, the FBI director at the time. And nothing's going to happen to them. Thanks to the Rhino Republicans, thanks to the Uniparty. We had the overwhelming amount of Republicans to be able to censure Adam Schiff if the Republicans stuck together. But they didn't, did they? No, of course they didn't, because they don't want to anger their friends on the left, because they're phonies. Every single person on that list that I just read you is a phony, because every single person knows everything I just told you is true, and they voted to say, eh, so what? We don't really care. While the former president of the United States faces 100 years in prison for doing less than that. Less than that. Now, there's going to be people who say, oh, yeah, but you're just partial to Donald Trump. Okay, well, let me tell you this. I 100% agree that he violated one piece of the Espionage Act. I see the piece that they're trying to blow up into a crime. I see what it is. And is he guilty of that? Yeah. But guess what? You know what that's like? That's like if I had a restraining order against you, and you can't come within 1,000 feet of me, but my house sits right off the highway, and you pass it every day on the way to work at 65 miles an hour. And one day I take a picture of it and say, oh, that's less than 1,000 feet. You know what they're going to tell me? That's not breaking the restraining order. I mean, technically, yes, they came within 1,000 feet, but they didn't come with 1,000 feet with any intention. They're passing it. It's the highway. That's what they would tell you. Well, that's the same thing with this Espionage Act. He did violate one small part of it, but without the other part, it's meaningless. There has to be intent. There's no intent. This is a 100% witch hunt. While Adam Schiff, who even the FBI admits was in on this nonsense, is going to walk away from this with a smile on his face and a smug look of saying, I was cleared of all wrongdoing. Everything I said was accurate and correct. And you can thank those 20 Republicans for it. Don't worry about the Democrats. You see, they all stick together. But not the Republicans. Oh, no. Because, you see, we have a major problem in the Republican Party, and that is we have two parties. We have the people like the Jim Jordans and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetzes and the Chip Roys and people like that who are serious about their conservatism, serious about the Republican Party and making this something that we can all get behind. And then we have these idiots, these rhinos, who just want to hang out with the Democrats and pretend they're Republicans. And we keep voting for him because we say, well, it's better than the Democrat. Actually, it's probably not. They're literally Republicans in name only or rhinos. Not one of these 20, not one of them can give you an accurate excuse why they voted against censoring Adam Schiff. They're going to tell you, well, it's It's some status of a cruel and unusual punishment to do what? It's not cruel or unusual punishment or overstepping your bounds to raid Mar-a-Lago and try not once, not twice, but three times to put a sitting president and now a man who's running for president in prison. But you know what? We should expect this, folks. Where were the Republicans when the January 6th people were thrown in prison? Some of them didn't even do anything. There was a woman there in her late 70s, I believe, who didn't do anything but stumble in there and take a few photos, and I believe she had cancer, and they put her in prison. Adam Schiff don't have to worry about going to prison. Only grandma with cancer. He's going to prison. And for what? Well, she walked into the Capitol building and she didn't belong there. And did she cause any trouble? Well, no. Did she create any acts of violence or vandalism? No. Did she in any way disrupt the hearings or anything that was going on? No, but she was in there, though. Oh. Meanwhile, a crowd for three straight nights attempted to break through the gates of the White House, destroyed and set fire to the church across from it, to the point where Secret Service had to order Donald Trump and his family into an underground bunker for fear they were going to actually break through the walls and attempt, I guess, to cause him bodily injury. None of those people went to prison. Not one single one of them. Oh, well, you know, we have cameras, but we couldn't really identify anybody. Oh, but you used all kinds of facial recognition software to get the people on January 6th, didn't you? Didn't you? Yes, you did. And now I'm listening to these hearings where smug FBI agents say things like, I don't know if there's any audio tapes of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden talking to various people. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I can't really comment on that. Why not? Right now, as we speak, an unclassified document is being held back from the Republican Party. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? When they did show them and said, well, you can come in and take a peek, but it's heavily redacted. Guess what part they redacted? They redacted the part where this informant, this whistleblower, said there were audio tapes. They redacted that. But Chuck Grassley found out anyway. I don't know how Chuck Grassley found out, because I don't know how Chuck Grassley finds his shoes in the morning. But he found out. And he called their bluff and said, I know there are tapes. Well, guess what? That's the part they redacted. So how do you redact something that you don't know exists? How do you say, take that part and redact it? And then when you're asked, do those tapes exist, you say, I don't know. That's impossible, right? That's a lie. So the FBI has just lied to the American people and our representatives. Lied. Bold-faced lied. To protect the current president of the United States. That's what they've done. Do you see any Republicans insisting that these people be held accountable? No, you don't. Oh, they may threaten, we may actually have to subpoena Christopher Wray, or we may have to hold them in contempt. Nothing's going to happen. They're not going to do it, number one. And number two, if they did, do you think Mayorkas is going to do anything about that? No. He's not going to do anything. Are you not fed up with this weak-kneed, ridiculous Republican Party that we currently have, minus a handful of people? You got to get rid of these people. You've literally got to get rid of these people. Now, you don't have to vote Democrat, but you can't vote for these people. You just can't. And you got to make it very clear why you're not voting for them, too. Because you see, people like Mark Molinaro from New York, they know where their bread's buttered. Oh, if I vote anything positive for Donald Trump in New York, there goes my chances of getting reelected. They all know. They all know. They're all out for themselves. They're supposed to serve you, not themselves. They're all out for themselves. What's in my best interest to vote here? I don't care what I really think. What's in my best interest? What will further my career if I vote that way? That's how they're voting. They're not voting from the heart. They're voting from their wallet. And you got to get rid of these people, or nothing is going to change ever. Because we don't have enough honest, good, hardworking, dedicated, and patriotic conservatives in this Republican Party. We just don't. We just don't. We have too many rhinos that will side with the Democrats over the what they call the mega Republicans, the MAGA Republicans. All those MAGA Republicans, they're very extreme. Well, let's see. Let's talk about some of our extreme views, shall we? Because you know what? We haven't done that often enough on this show. We're all MAGA Republicans, most of us, I guess. So let's talk about our extreme view. We believe in safe borders and secure borders. Oh, that's terribly extreme. You should believe the opposite. The border should be flooded and wide open so everybody can come in and out of this country as they choose. And if they want to ship fentanyl in here by the ton, oh, well, who are you to stop them? Shut up. Let them do what they want to do. If they want to live in your house, let them live in your house. If they want to live in your neighborhood and sleep on the street, let them live in the neighborhood and sleep on your street. Who do you think you are to raise your voice? That's extreme. We want safe streets. Oh, that's terrible. How dare you want safe streets? Here in New York, let me give you a great example. The ex-Marine who literally probably saved somebody's life on the subway by putting some admitted mental patient with a history of assault and even kidnapping children in a chokehold that resulted in his death, even though clearly the videotape shows the man's breathing long after he let him off out of the chokehold, is being indicted. And Alvin Bragg are the same guy who brought charges against Trump here in New York. Alvin Bragg is saying, we have video and information that will clearly show that this man caused the death of this poor, poor man whose mother was murdered ages ago and who pretended to be Michael Jackson and sang and danced for the tourists for money. Yeah, you skip the part where he punched a 68-year-old woman in the face and broke her eye socket and tried to kidnap an 8-year-old girl. You skip the part where he was screaming, I'm going to kill someone on this train. I'll go to jail for the rest of my life. I don't care. So you see what's happening here, right? The heroes, the people who are against crime, they're going to prison. And the people who commit the crimes, no big deal. No big deal if this guy tried to kidnap an 8-year-old. Why is this man not in jail for the rest of his life if he tried to kidnap an 8-year-old child? Why is this man not in jail for a very long time if he punched a 68-year-old woman in the face? Why? No, you can't put them in prison. You know you got to put in prison? 70-year-old women with cancer who walked into a Capitol building thinking it was okay. You know you got to put in prison? Former presidents who may win and spoil your plans for a new world order in the United States. That's who you got to put away. Not Adam Schiff, who wasted $30 million of taxpayer money, lied to Congress, lied under oath, lied to the American people, mishandled very sensitive information, and basically tried what I call inside insurrection. No, he's not going anywhere. Thanks to the Republican Party, he's not going anywhere. All of those nice 20 Republicans that I read you the names of, they patted him on the back and said, it's okay, Adam. What you did was righteous. You think that's the people you want to vote for? People who's representing your values right now? Because I don't. Not at all. And then if this is not bad enough, we have people literally dressing up as females and twerking in front of children. They're not going to jail. If you went into and did that, you should go to jail, right? I don't know, but if it's in a school setting, that's fine. That's fine. You don't believe me? Because I know a lot of people are saying, oh, this is just terrible. If they want to dress up as women and they want to be trans, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't care if they want to do that. Just leave children out of it, huh? How come during the gay pride parade there was men spanking each other and performing oral sex in front of children? How come? Because the Republicans are all sitting on their hands saying, oh, we don't dare speak up. If we do, they'll call us homophobic or transphobic or some other name, and then we'll have to go to our safe space and cry because we're so upset by being mislabeled. We can't do it. I'm tired of it. Grow a set. You look these people dead in the eye and you say, I don't care if you're homosexual. I don't care if you're transsexual, but you are not going to perform lewd acts in front of children. How hard is that to do? I just did it. How hard is that to do? But you won't, will you? Why won't you? That's a real question. Why won't you? Why won't you stand up for the values of the United States of America? Why will you not do that? Because that is your oath, and you're not doing it. You're doing just exactly the opposite, and I want to know why. I'll tell you why. Because they know where their bread is buttered, and they don't care about you, and they don't care about your children, and they don't care about your bank account, and they don't care about your budget, and they don't care anything about you. They care about themselves. The only time they care about you is when they need your vote. Then they'll come to your door and kiss your ass. Well, I got news for you, Mark Molinaro. Come to my door. I got some questions for you. Some serious questions. Of course, they don't care. You could tell them whatever you want, and they'll walk away from your doorstep laughing and just say, ah, who needs him? One vote. Who cares? That's who they are. That's exactly who they are, folks. It's disgusting. We should all be deeply ashamed that we were all led astray by these rhino Republicans, and we voted for some of them because they do not represent our values. We are being told that mega Republicans are extremists. As a matter of fact, we are the very opposite of extreme. The left has a very far extreme. The right has a very far extreme. The mega Republicans are kind of in the middle. We're the people who are saying it's not unreasonable that some immigration reform has to be done to speed up the process for people who want to come here legally. That's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable that we have to compromise, and even if we happen to be very religious, we have to understand that there are some people who maybe at 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe abortion is okay. If we don't like it, but okay, if the majority of the people want it up to this, we're willing to make some compromise. It's the left who do not want any compromise. The next time someone asks you, by the way, about the abortion issue, if you happen to be pro-life, just ask him a very serious question. If I say up to like 8 weeks, and always, in every case, for the life of the mother, for incest, is all other abortion off the table for you? You know what they'll say? No, because that's not the sticking point. If it was, they'd say, okay, that sounds reasonable, and that's a good compromise. No, they don't want any compromise. They want 9 months, right up to 9 months. Hell, the guy from West Virginia said you could have the baby actually delivered and then sit around and think about whether you want it or not. That's what he said. P because they want to devalue life. We're in very dangerous times, folks. Very, very dangerous times. And I cannot stress this to you enough. What has happened here in the last couple of weeks is that a former president of the United States has been targeted for something that three other people have done. Two of which are presidents. Well, one is a president now, and one that never was. And nothing ever happened to him. Barack Obama did the exact same thing. Well, actually, Bill Clinton did too. So there you go. Bill Clinton did the exact same thing. Barack Obama did the exact same thing. Joe Biden has tons of documents, and he was not the president at the time. He had no right to have document number one, and he certainly couldn't declassify any of them. And Hillary Clinton, literally and figuratively, was subpoenaed for her files, had a private server, and deleted those emails and smashed the hard drives on the phone and cleaned out her computers with bleach bit. Think about that for a minute. Did anything happen to her? You know what James Comey said? Well, she was careless and reckless, but it's not a crime. Oh, but Donald Trump, the president of the United States, who can declassify a document by snapping his fingers, says, I think I have the legal right to have these documents, and until you prove otherwise, I'm keeping them. He goes to prison. Does that make any sense to you? No, of course it doesn't. And you know what's funny? I got Democratic friends who are saying, if you don't think Trump is guilty, it's only because you don't want to admit that he pulled the wool over your eyes. Are you insane? You can't be that ignorant. And if you are, you really should not leave your house ever again. It's too dangerous for you. You've just described what it is to be a Biden voter. He pulled the wool over your eyes, and so did the Democratic Party. They lied to you about Donald Trump, and you ate it up like it was pudding because that's what you wanted to hear. In your feeble little minds, you believed, this must be true because I don't like him. This must be true because I don't like him. Instead of being fair-minded and saying, this doesn't sound correct. Do you know how many times somebody said something to me about Joe Biden, and I said, that doesn't sound correct. So I'm going to check it, and I'm going to listen to it myself, and I'm going to decide for myself whether this is correct or this is not correct. And in some instances, it was correct, and in some instances, it was not correct. When Joe Biden first stumbled over that podium, everybody said, see, he can't even walk. There was no sandbag there. I said, oh, no, there was a sandbag. I'm very familiar with how stages are set up, and there was a sandbag there, and he did trip over the sandbag, right? I didn't just jump on the bandwagon and say, yeah, there was no sandbag. He just fell because he's an old idiot. I didn't do that. That's what the Democrats do. I don't want to be one of those people. I'm judging every single incident by itself. If you're going to sit here and tell me, though, that Joe Biden didn't say 3, 4, 5 times, I never had any meetings with any of my son's business associates, you're lying. And now we know he was lying, bold-faced lying. We have him dead to rights. And so everything has to be get Trump, distract from Biden, get Trump, distract from Biden, because they know if we take 5 minutes to look at Biden, it's going to make the Trump thing look ridiculously stupid. Still have followers, these blind lemmings who are marching into the ocean saying, orange man bad, I'll vote for anyone. You got to wake up. Holy mackerel. You can't be this ignorant. You just can't be. You can't put your blinders on. It's unreasonable. But now we know who's easily controlled. The Democrats rely on the people who are easily controlled. They rely on the people who they can snap their fingers and these people are, yes, master, yes, master. That's the real cult. See, the Democrats always accuse you of what they are. Oh, if you voted for Trump and you're not thinking he's guilty of these crimes, you don't want to admit you were flim-flam. No, that's your problem with Joe Biden. And you're just deflecting it onto us. Oh, if you're a Trump supporter, you're in a cult. No. If you are a Biden supporter, you are in a cult. Quite obviously. The whole left is a cult at this point, with just a few sane Democrats left. Everything else is a cult. Complete cult. And they're locking up people, pose their vision. You dared to fight back against a man who was threatening to kill everybody in a subway? Oh, never mind, he tried to kidnap an 8-year-old girl. Never mind, he punched an old lady in the face and caused her severe bodily injury. You had no right to do anything. You just have to sit there and watch people be killed and hope it's not you. And if you do anything to defend yourself or anyone else, you will be charged. Welcome to the New World Order. You dared to go into the Capitol building, a building your taxpayer dollars pays for? Well, you're going to prison. We don't care if you have cancer. Oh, you tried to storm the White House to the point where the Secret Service had to send the president to an underground bunker? You're fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, you're Adam Schiff. You're going on TV lying about sensitive documents that you're in possession of, lying under oath, attempting to form an insurrection? You're fine. Don't worry about it. According to the Republicans, you're fine. You did nothing wrong. This Uniparty has to go, folks. Now, I used to be of the mindset that you cannot possibly vote against any Republican because we need every single one of them that we can get for the House and the Senate, right? I'm not of that mindset anymore. And I'll tell you why. Because they're useless. They're never going to do it anyway. So you've got to back the candidates who are supporting your values. And you've got to make it very clear to the people who do not support your values, I will not vote for you. I may not vote for your opposition, but you're also not going to get my vote. I just won't turn out on election day to vote for you, or I'll just skip you. Because these people think as long as I got an R by my name, all the Republican base will vote for me, and then I can basically be a Democrat. That's what they think. And a lot of them are doing it right now. A lot of them are. Now, there's going to be people who say, well, you can't get elected in New York or California unless you're partially Democratic and you say you're a Republican. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. If New York wants to become the cesspool that San Francisco has become, to the point where, folks, Hilton hotels are closing, major malls are closing in San Francisco. Another major mall just defaulted on their loan and said, we are going to close down because we cannot possibly absorb the crime rate. We can't absorb this loss month after month after month. San Francisco is falling to rubble. Thanks to liberal policies that have absolutely destroyed it. New York City is next. When you have a mayor like Eric Adams literally come out there, chucklehead that he is, and says, maybe we got to take the illegal aliens and place them in private homes. Are you insane? Place a bunch of them in your home. Oh, wait a minute. We tried that, right? Sent a bunch up to Martha's Vineyard where all the Democrat leftists hide out. And guess what they said? Oh, dear. There are unwashed masses here. Remove them immediately or we will be forced to do something. About a half a dozen of them, you said. Oh, they didn't want them there. How dare you do that? Meanwhile, tens of thousands of them are flooding into your state. See, they don't care because they don't have to live with it. Nobody in New York, Eric Adams, doesn't care if New York falls apart. Because he doesn't have to live in an area where it's going to fall apart. He's got security. He's got great fencing. He's got everything he needs, right? They don't want a fence on our borders, but they sure as hell want a fence around their houses with high, high security. Why? Why? Why ain't your door open, Eric? I wonder. I thought walls don't work. Fences don't work. Okay, then take yours down. Oh, no, you won't do that. Can't have guns, but your security sure as hell can have guns. They can have all the guns they want. Look, folks, I'm not against immigration. Immigration is a strong part of this country. And I agree that we have to do something to reform immigration so that people who are trying to get here legally have a much easier time, because I've heard horror stories of people waiting years and years and years. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But you just can't let people flood the border. You don't even know who they are. And we have no way of finding out. And the people who tell you we do, we know who they are, they're vetted, they're lying to you. That is not the truth. And we see it every day that it's not the truth. People with 3, 4, 5 convictions in this country that have already been deported, they're back. If you knew who they were, why'd you let them in? So you know we're being lied to, because if they did vet everybody that came across the border, the guys who were deported 3 times wouldn't be here. They're lying. So what do we have now? We got an FBI whose hierarchy, at least, if not the everyday agents, but perhaps the hierarchy, is basically just the strong arm of the left wing. And they will, with impunity, get in front of the people that we elected to represent us and say, I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to answer that question. I don't have to show you any documents. I don't have to do anything. They honestly think they run the country. They honestly think there is no checks and balances for their organization. They can do whatever they want with impunity. And they have to be taught a hard lesson. And that lesson is, no, you do not have that power. You work for the American people. All of the American people. But that lesson's never coming, folks, until we get rid of the Uniparty. Till we get rid of the rhinos. Until we get rid of these feckless, weak, lily-livered, knee-knocking Republicans who are so addicted to losing that they don't know how to win. These people have to go. Chip Roy can stand up there and scream and holler all he wants. He's a good man. He can't do it alone. Matt Gaetz can scream and holler and shake his fist all he wants. He's a good man. He can't do it alone. Jim Jordan can't do it alone. Marjorie Taylor Greene can't do it alone. Lauren Boebert can't do it alone. These people can't do it alone. But if AOC says, oh, well, we got to stop killing buffalo to eat their wings, every single Democrat would be like, yes, yes, she's right. They wouldn't say, well, that was idiotic. What kind of a chucklehead is she? No, they won't turn on each other. Only the Republican Party will do that. Only the Republican Party will say, well, maybe I'm siding with the Democrats on this one because I'd like to go to the cocktail party they're having next week, and I don't want there to be any animosity. I don't want my constituents in my half or three-quarter liberal state to yell at me. Instead of standing up for what you truly believe, you lily-livered coward. Your main focus is, how do I keep my cushy-ass job, not how do I represent the people who put me here to begin with to the best of my ability. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of defending the Republican Party because they're not worth defending. Not when you would do something like this. This was the moment that you send a clear signal to the American people and to the far-left radical nut jobs. We are not going to put up with a moron, with a crook like Adam Schiff, a nasty little weasel who lied, conspired to try to overthrow a duly elected election. That is the exact definition of insurrection, by the way. Lied under oath, wasted $30 million of taxpayer money and countless amounts of time when we could have been dedicated to something else, and nothing happens to him. And this time you can't blame the Democrats because they didn't have enough people. If every Democrat, which they did, voted to kill this censor, if every Republican voted for it, it would have went through. But of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. Because that's what we're dealing with. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there? Tom in New York.
Howdy. I will tell you that your impression of the folks in Martha Vineyard was uncanny but accurate. I will go on record and remind, you know, the listeners and you as well that Joe Biden had said the quiet part out loud some time ago when he was asked if he was going to run in 2024, who he thought was going to be the Republican nominee. And he said, may I remind you, I don't know if there's going to be a Republican Party by that time. And lo and behold, yeah. Do we really have a Republican Party? It's bordering on 2024. The election's going to be here before you know it.
What we have, Tom, is the following. We have a real, honest-to-goodness Republican Party that they are now calling extremist, radical, MAGA Republicans. In reality, we're the voice of reason. In reality, we're the ones who just want the core values of the United States to be upheld. We're not saying anything radical. We're not saying round up all of the trans people and throw them in an internment camp. Nobody's saying that. If you want to be transsexual, go be transsexual. I don't care if you dress up like a woman. I don't care if you want me to call you by a woman's name. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care if you're in love with another woman and you're a woman, God bless you. If you're in love with another man and you're a man, God bless you. I'm glad you found happiness and love. But you're not going to convince me that if I say you can't be fiddling with our children, I must be homophobic or transphobic. You're not going to convince me of that. You're not going to take that definition and change it. Because you are obviously a pervert. Now, I've said this before, so let me say it again. If a trans woman, who's a man, dressed as a woman, walks into an eighth grader's class to read them, I don't know, the story of Little Red Riding Hood. If I had an eight-year-old son or daughter, they'd probably just think it was a woman. Right? And so what's the difference? Isn't that what you want? I thought you said, well, you have to treat them like they're a woman. Well, okay, so my eight-year-old thinks you are a woman. Congratulations. How come you got to tell them it's a man? I thought you wanted them to accept them as a woman. I thought that was the goal. Oh, but that's not the goal, is it? Otherwise, you wouldn't have to tell little Johnny or little Mary, this is really a man. See, some men do this. Why are you doing that? If you can answer me that question, then we got a conversation. But you can't, because there is no answer. You're doing it to groom children. That's the only reason. Otherwise, there is no other reason. Let the drag queen come in and just act like a woman, and I guess little Johnny and Mary think the woman came in and read a story. But that's not good enough for you. You have to talk about why they do it, and sometimes men are like that, and sometimes women will think they're men too. You have to do that, right? What's that got to do with Little Red Riding Hood or story out? Nothing. How about if somebody comes in and whips and chains and says, you know, sometimes people tie people to bedposts and do that. Now, you want that for your children? That's how I know you're lying. If it's an adult, you say you have to treat them as if they're a woman. And if you don't, you're a terrible, horrible person. But if it's a child, you say, oh, that child thinks that he's really a woman. We have to educate that child that it's a man. Why? That's the exact opposite of what you say you want. So that's how I know they're lying, Tom. That's how I know it's an agenda to basically groom your children.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, it's for in some of the, in one in particular school in Burlington, I believe it was Vermont, that there was kids who opposed, middle school kids who opposed celebrating Pride Month, or celebrating a Pride event, and they punished them. They punished them for not wearing rainbow apparel and by not doing what the Pride event, quote-unquote, was asking all the kids to do. You don't as an American citizen, you don't have to participate in these things. Why were they being forced to do that? And why were they why were they punished for wearing the American flag instead of the rainbow?
Well, look, let's go one step further on this. If you're a homosexual or a lesbian or whatever, you can be proud of you. Just go be proud of yourself. You don't need somebody to fly a flag and say you should be proud. Just be happy of who you are. That's all. But there's a difference between pride and saying I'm very happy, you know, the way I am, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the way I am, and I'm proud to say what I am and who I am. That's fine. But then you have, and I should be able to do these acts in front of children. No, that's not fine. That's where we draw the line. By the way, speaking of Rhino Republicans, I want you to understand that there are several people running for president who you should never, ever, ever, ever trust. One is Chris Christie, or Fred Flintstone, as I call him, who yabba-dabba-dooed himself behind Donald Trump and said he's the greatest thing in the world because he thought he was going to be the vice president. He thought Trump was going to pick him, but Trump was smart enough to see through that crap over. And now all of a sudden, Chris Christie's like, Donald Trump's the worst guy in the world. He's a terrible guy. Hey, lady. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. Because he's a rhino. Then you got Mike Pence. Oh, I'm glad. Donald Trump picked me for vice president. I'm just so grateful. He's such a great man. He's such a wonderful and honest and moral man. And now he's saying, guess what Donald Trump did? Like the little kid in school trying to squeal on you. And when he's asked flat out, would you pardon the January 6th people who are in prison, says no, flat out no to none of them. None of them. Donald Trump's answer was, yeah, as long as they didn't commit any violence against police officers or, you know, egregious acts of vandalism, yes, I would pardon them. Oh, not Mike Pence. Mike Pence says no, unequivocally no. No pardons for them. You should boo them right off the stage if there is a debate. Because all you're going to have is Mike Pence, which is the Ned Flanders of the Republican Party, and Fred Flintstone, Chris Christie, doing his yuck, yuck, yabba-dabba-doo act. I'm tired of it. Half of these people smiled in Donald Trump's face and stabbed him in the back the first chance they could get. You know why? Because they don't believe in the values of this country. They believe in the Uniparty. That's what they believe in. And they're always going to believe in that, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? If for them and their mindset, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they will smile in the face of the person who is running for president and you know, give them a pat on the back and say, you're doing a great job. But as soon as they turn around, there goes the knife in the back. Like, I was just saying that. I don't really like the guy. He's this and that. And okay, well, Chris Frank Flintstone, that's great. Chris Christie, I never trusted. But, you know, that's water under the bridge. Oh, did I say that out loud? Chris Christie, I never trusted. And Mike Pence, he was – I can't really tell you an opinion on him. He rubbed me the wrong way. Something about him I didn't really like from the start.
Well, Mike Pence is one of those disingenuous people. Mike Pence is one of those people who says, golly gee, everything is wonderful and everyone is fine and I believe in everything you believe, ladies and gentlemen. And then behind your back, it's like, how the hell? I don't trust him. The right answer to the question, Mike, in case you're asked again, is, many people who did absolutely nothing wrong are currently being held in prison for January 6th insurrection that never happened. Anyone who committed acts of violence or vandalism, I probably wouldn't pardon, but these other people who have been railroaded into prison for no good reason, you're damn straight I will on day one. Oh, but you won't, Mike, will you? Because you don't believe that. because you were in the Capitol building that day, and I guess your knees were knocking, and you were saying, oh, no, oh, dear me, the unwashed masses are coming to get me. Did you really believe that? Did you really believe that if everybody stormed that Capitol, they were going to do you bodily injury? Wouldn't they, like, do you any bodily injury? They were going to yell and scream and say, you guys are putting up with nonsense, because that's what you do. You put up with nonsense. And people get aggravated behind it. So, yeah, they were aggravated, but they weren't violent. They weren't going to attack you, Mike Pence. They weren't going to attack anybody. They were going to make damn sure you heard their voices loud and clear, you know, like the people did during the George Floyd riots that are heroes. They're heroes for making their voices loud and clear, right? Forget they burned down buildings. Forget they murdered police officers. Forget that. They're heroes because they made their voices heard. When you tried to make your voice heard, you're insurrectionists and you're going to prison. See how that works? The Uniparty has decided that the two schools of justice is just fine with them. It's just fine. Because they'll never have to come up against it. They're worried, oh dear, if the Democrats take over again, perhaps they'll try to do something to me for something I said one time. So I'll remind them, remember when I didn't vote for the Adam Schiff censure. It's all self-preservation. You're all a bunch of rats on a sinking ship. And all we can hope is that the brave conservative Republicans, the ones with a backbone, the ones with a spine, will eventually outnumber you. Because when that happens, then we'll have a really great country. But I guarantee you this, if Donald Trump was to win this election, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, you would see a whole bunch of these Republicans who had nothing to say but yakety-yak behind his back all of a sudden say, well, he's a great man. He's a fantastic man. He's wonderful. And I hope there's a place for me in his administration. Donald Trump said the smartest thing I've ever heard him say the other night when he said, now I really can drain the swamp because I know who the swamp is. See, it took him those 4 years, folks. He trusted some people he never should have trusted. But now he knows who the swamp really is, and I believe he will drain it. I believe he will go scorched earth, and I believe that's exactly what needs to happen before we can ever hope to destroy this Uniparty and get things back the way they're supposed to be in this country. Because if we don't, God help us.